Hello, and welcome to the Thursday Night Kiss Island podcast. I'm your host, Cordelia. Today, in this episode, we're going to dive into a TV show that aired in the spring of 2021 called Radius 5 Meter. 半径5メートル Radius 5 Meter aired from April to June 2021 on NHK, airing on Fridays at 10 p.m. It consisted of only nine episodes and was directed by Yukiko Mishima, with the brilliant Atsuko Hashibe as the writer and creator. It stars one of my favorite actresses and also our editor's favorite as well, Kyoko Yoshine, alongside with Hiromi Nagasaku. The story revolves around the editors of a female-centric life magazine called Woman's Life. There are two departments within the magazine, Ichioli, which focus on gathering exclusive stories from celebrities, and Nioli, which covers different perspectives of lifestyle topics. Our heroine, Fumika Maeda, is a young journalist who used to work in the Ichioli department, dealing with all the gossipy news. Every day, besides hiding herself in the car trying to get a huge scoop, she will wear high heels, apply heavy makeups, and dress up extremely professionally. She faced daily challenges such as power harassment, ageism, and also, of course, sexual harassment. To cope with it all, she indulged herself into snacks from convenience stores. At the beginning of the story, Fumika is removed from a reporting project due to making a mistake and being exposed as a journalist. She is then transferred from the Ichioli department to the Nioli department. There, she joins force with Kanako Kameyama, a top freelance writer, as well as the chief editor Maruyama, transgender editor Kaori, and another editor named Masumi. In the Nioli department, they take a more relaxed approach, sipping coffee, discussing research topics, and casually having lunch together. On Fumi's first day in Nioli, Takako advised Fumika to pay more attention to the green tiles on the floor beneath her feet. Well, the chief editor instructs her to write only about things that occur within 5 meters radius of herself. 5 meters radius. Explores the issues that close to us investigates the matters that are intricately tied to our lives, particularly those affecting women, as this is a female-centric magazine. Through her work in the Nioli department, Fumika, with the guidance of Takako, she gradually finds her voice both professionally and personally. She transitions from eating processed snacks from the convenience store to cooking more homemade meals, swiping high heels for the comfortable shoes, and treating the heavy makeup for a more natural look and casual outfits. And in the TV show, you can definitely see the relaxed Fumika compared to the first episode at the beginning of the story. And the way of her writing, from a more harassed-like topic to a more relaxed and human-centered perspective to talk about her stories and people what happened around them. Fumika's, let's say, her mentor at the Nioli department, Takako, who is the incredible, amazing freelance writer, immerses herself in every subject she writes about. She believes that in experiencing the things firsthand before putting her pen to paper and writing about it. For instance, she personally rode a shared bike from the central Tokyo to Kuma to write about the experience and also introduce the most delicious konnyaku maker from the farm. Takako is that kind of writer that who has already lived in multiple lives,but drawing her inspirations from the own life experience as well as those of others. Takako's talent lies not only in her thorough research and personal knowledge, but also in her generosities. She doesn't force her readers to take side or blindly believe what she writes. Instead, she's that kind of writer that she shares her ideas and she shares her space and discoveries, inviting the readers to join her on the journey of her experience. As a writer in development, I just admire writers like Takako, who are not just skilled like a wordsmith, but also exceptional storytellers.I recall sharing this kind of generosities in one of my writing classes last semester or two semesters ago. I don't remember. But, you know, of course, there were those who argued that the writers should guide their readers because it is their duty. Well, in my own opinion, coercing readers to choose a specific side is,You know, a kind of brainwashing. Whereas the true storytelling involves presenting the narratives without imposing a particular mindset. They're not just only black and white. There's something also in between. So why not we just give the freedom to the readers to doubt and also let them to think, let them to discover things by themselves. Personally, I thrive to be a storyteller rather than a manipulative machine. I want to be a writer like Takako-san, also another my favorite writer, Lillian Rose. Similar to many TV shows, each episode of The Radius of 5 Meters focus on different topics.One episode explores the spellbinding stigma of the gender roles in Japan, and it gives the example of the criticism a mother received when she purchased a frozen oden, a traditional Japanese dish, for dinner at a grocery store. The old man or the old oji-san who criticized her as, "You're not a good mother if you don't make food for your children from the scratch at home."Fumika was suggested by her co-workers to interview the mother and to find the reason what ranges behind this kind of such biases among the people in the society. But at the same time, Takako-san, experiencing the situation firsthand and prepares the three homemade version of oden. One taking 10 minutes to cook, another taking 30 minutes to cook, and the last requiring 55 hours. Through the experiment, they discovered that the definition of homemade is extremely subjective. And Takako just happily shared the recipes to make the oden, which Fumika incorporates into her article. In another episode, it devolves into the situation of renting boyfriends in Japan's urban centers.We will spend another two episodes in the future to talk about rental human beings in the future. But in this TV show, in this episode, Fumika and Takako embarked on a joint project to understand the rental boyfriend practice more. Takako has amazing experience with this project. She spent a year meeting a hundred different rental partners and read stories that are later adopted into a manga theory. What an extraordinary project. The show also explores the concept of decluttering, or let's say the minimalist lifestyle, the act of discarding possessions. And according to the person who received the interview in the show, she says she can even give her partners or relationships or even the marriage away. However, Takako poses an intriguing question, which is, what is the one thing or notion that people can never truly let go of? She challenges the notion that giving away material possessions erases the emotions attached to them, actually shedding some light on a topic that really been discussed in the past. Other episodes touch upon the effects of the social media on parent-child communications, the struggle to find one's authentic self within the social norms and peers' pressures, the lasting impact of the journalism, and the importance of unwearing the respect in relationships. The radius 5 meters reminds us that in our daily lives, we need to focus on what is within our own 5-meter radius, including the loved ones, those we hold dear, and the most importantly, ourselves. Well, the show offers valuable educational insights into the gender roles, social norms, peer pressure, transgender issues, mental health, and the art of storytelling. But each person's 5-meter scope is unique. I remember someone complained to me once that I have been talking too much about females' lives, feminism, and social justice. Obviously, I can tell this person never lived in my shoes. But you know, that's precisely why the magazines like Women's Life exist, right? To explore and to tell on the diverse perspectives. The TV shows like this bring the invisible issues to the forefront. By talking, by discussing those matters, you know, individuals who resonate with them in their hearts can appreciate the approach taken and find the courage to heal and work towards to the changes. The radius 5 meters really holds a special space or place in my heart. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Since the TV show is not available in English, I personally translated any dialogue mentioned in this episode. This episode was edited by Grace and written by me, Cordelia. Before I let you go, I want to let you know I have also made a very beautiful website for this podcast. The URL is thursdaynightkisaden.com. thursdaynightkisaden, no space, one word. If you have time to take a look at it, that will make me really happy. Thank you again for listening, and please stay tuned for our next episode. Talk to you soon.